This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor is here now to take a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions of the planet. Let's start, Mike, with the monthly El Niño report from the Climate Prediction Center. It has been released. What does it show?
Well, it's pretty similar to what we've seen over the last several months, with cooler and wetter than average weather forecasted across the southern U.S. and near to above average temperatures across the northern U.S. with near to below average rainfall. That's not too different from what we saw earlier, but there are some caveats to this outlook, and we do need to discuss a few of those. This main forecast that we're talking about is for the winter months, so we're talking about December, January, and February. When we have an El Niño in place, It is fairly typical for southern areas of the U.S. to be wet and cool, while northern areas end up a bit warmer. If that is correct, then that means that this winter would not be like last winter when it was very cold and snowy. However, you may have noticed, as I'm sure you have, that it turned very cold in recent weeks and much colder than normal for this time of the year. Snowpack right now, the coverage of it is much higher than usual for mid-November as well, and that's an indication of just how cold it's been, because you can't produce snow unless it's well below freezing in the upper levels of the atmosphere. So that's the way it looks, but here's the thing. Technically, we do not have an El Niño in place. This is something that we believe is being overlooked by many people. Technically, ocean temperatures in the Pacific Ocean are slightly warmer than usual as of this week. So that does tell you that we do have El Niño conditions in place. However, in order to have a true El Niño, water temperatures in the equatorial Pacific Ocean, so we're talking about the middle of the ocean, they have to stay warmer than normal for about 5 consecutive months in order to have an El Niño event. And we've only had El Niño conditions for about 4 weeks, and at that, it's only been a very minor situation, with temperatures only right at the minimum threshold of an El Niño. So when you put all this together, this tells us that, hey, we do not have an El Niño in place, and therefore, we should not be too surprised that weather to this point has not been matching an El Niño, because, again, we don't really have one occurring. So when we look at the winter outlook for the rest of the central U.S. winter, it's questionable as to whether this forecast from the Climate Prediction Center will verify. They even mentioned the word doubt in their discussion describing how they came up with their forecast, and that's primarily because later on this month and into early December, there are hints from varying computer models for a sharply colder pattern to return. Now, we're not so sure that will happen, but the whole point here is that we don't believe that people should have a very strong opinion on weather for the next 3 or 4 months. And again, it's primarily just because we do not have an El Niño in place. And even if we do have one, it would be weak. And weak El Niños don't correlate to weather all that well.
Thank you so much for the explanation. Turn your attention very, very shortly to South America. Will they have much rainfall in the next few weeks?
Well, they'll have a lot of rain over the next 7 to 10 days. There's very little doubt about that, with above-average rainfall likely across most of Brazil and Paraguay, and at least near-average rainfall across Argentina. That includes most of their corn and soybean regions. And because of that alone, we're fairly confident in the likelihood for dryness to fail to become an issue through early December. So at this point, there's not too much happening that's interesting from a corn and soybean standpoint down there. Everything is looking pretty good for the next couple of weeks at least.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.